Duff still going. He's up to the 25. And now he's hit and hit hard about the 27-yard line. Bruiser Kennard made the tackle.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stay tuned to WOR for further developments, which will be broadcast immediately as received.
It has been the pleasure of the National Broadcasting Company to bring you Sammy Kaye's Sunday Serenade. Today's broadcast has come to you from our studios in Radio City, New York.
From the NBC newsroom in New York, President Roosevelt says that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii from the air. This bulletin came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
I was standing over the machines. My memory is it was 2:26 and a few things, because I was all set to go in. I'd written what was there. I had all the switches set up in proper order for the half-hour review of the week's news, and was just leaning over the machines when the bell started to go. If something broke, we could go into the studio, hit a red button, count to 10, and hear that sentence would come out. We interrupt this program for this following special bulletin.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
The staff was sitting around this table, and we took turns going out and picking up every little bit of information we could about the relationships with the Japanese, the principles involved, the character and nature of Pearl Harbor, getting little shreds of information and telephone calls to our station affiliates and in the area, and we just kept the air and kept on reporting everything that came through. It doesn't, in the context of all that's done these days, perhaps sound very revolutionary, but for that time it was. The concept that you would just take over a whole network's operation and give the broadest and widest coverage of the story that you were on, in those days was a revolutionary concept.
The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the United States naval base on Oahu Island in the Hawaiian Islands.
From the NBC newsroom in New York, President Roosevelt says that the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii from the air.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
A Japanese flash. Imperial headquarters announces state of war with the United States.
Army and Navy bases on the island of Oahu in Hawaii are now under air attack.
Here is what has happened. President Roosevelt phoned Secretary Early half an hour ago that the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor, the United States naval base on Oahu Island in the Hawaiian Islands. This means that war is underway between Japan and the United States.
Henry L. Stimson today ordered the entire army into uniform, executive, effective tomorrow. His order applied to every one of the army's 1,600,000, including the thousands of officers and men on duty in administrative posts in the War Department building who heretofore have been permitted to wear civilian clothes.
A Japanese attack upon Pearl Harbor naturally would mean war. Such an attack would naturally bring a counterattack, and hostilities of this kind would naturally mean that the president would ask Congress for a declaration of war.
The Symphony No. 1 in F minor by the modern Russian composer Shostakovich performed as the opening work on this afternoon's Philharmonic program. Artur Rudzinski conducting. Japan has attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and Manila, the Philippine Islands, from the air. Today, Dean Taylor's usual commentary will be replaced by a further report on the Far Eastern situation. We pause now for 15 seconds. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is WCCO, studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The United Press announces that it is ordering into operation on a 24-hour schedule all of its leased wire circuits throughout the country. The order was given to the American Telephone and Telegraph Company shortly after 2 p.m., to see that all newspaper and radio clients of the United Press, regardless of their normal hours of service, were hooked into the UP wire system immediately for continuing service until further notice.
A Japanese flash. Imperial headquarters announces state of war with the United States.
What? Yeah.
We'll repeat that again. A Japanese flash. Imperial Headquarters announces state of war with the United States.
Go ahead, Honolulu.
The island of Oahu in the Pacific, one of the most thickly populated islands of the Hawaiian group, was attacked by Japanese planes this morning, starting at about 8 o'clock. No one would believe when reports emanated from the two radio stations here that the islands had been attacked. But when bombs began falling in various parts of the city and in different Army and Navy posts and bases, people knew Japan was endeavoring to eradicate America's outpost in the Pacific. Now, here's a report that I've gathered from different reporters of the Honolulu Advertiser who have been out endeavoring to get information concerning the Japanese air attack on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands. The first information in Honolulu that planes of Japan were attacking the islands was about 8 o'clock this morning, Hawaiian time. The first group of Japanese airplanes attacked Ford Island at Pearl Harbor, the Navy's mighty fortress in the islands. Roy Batusik, a local attorney, was up in his private plane flying over Coco Head when he said one or two Japanese planes gave him a salute of machine gun bullets as they approached the city. All lines of communication seemed to be down between the various Army posts and Navy airdromes and Army airfields. There has been no statement made by the Navy. The Army has issued orders for all people, the civilian population, to remain off the streets. The governor has proclaimed a state of emergency. Traffic is almost at a standstill in parts of the city. However, the traffic to and from Waikiki seems to be normal. When planes, Japanese planes, appeared over Waikiki, there were many people out in the streets and watched the bombing there. That's all the news from Honolulu now. We'll be back with more news at a later time. This is KGU in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The White House also reported today an simultaneous air attack on Army and Navy bases in Manila. This report followed the president's declaration that all Army and Navy bases on the island of Oahu in Hawaii are now under air attack.
Hello, NBC. This is Bert Salmon speaking from Manila, and this time I've got a real scoop for you. Manila has just been bombed. In fact, right now it is being bombed. And without warning, Japanese bombers started bombing Fort William McKinley, Nichols Airfield, and the RCA transmitting station. At 3:09, without warning.
Right now, the moon is shining absolutely full. It's too pain. Stand out like mirrors.
And there's no wonder that an enemy bomber could pick out any spot around this part of Manila tonight. It isn't the fault of the blackout. There isn't a light shining any place. But old man Moon just wouldn't stay back now.
London heard its first news of the attacks on Hawaii and the Philippines from John Charles Daly in New York just a few moments ago. It is, of course, too early to give you any reaction, but as you know, the British government made plain what would happen if America became involved in war with Japan some days ago.
We have been on the telephone with our station in KGMB, which is in Honolulu, and they report to us that the attacking planes number between 50 and 100, that the air raid is still on, and that the anti-aircraft fire can be heard in a steady drone as the attacking planes come in.
From Washington, the recruiting office of the United States Navy announces that all recruiting centers will be open at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
We have just received word here, not fully confirmed yet, that Guam is in trouble. First, the Commercial Pacific Company in Manila found its cable dead. Then word came through that bombers resided overhead in Guam at 6:45 a.m. The next bad news came from Shanghai. The Japanese apparently attacked Shanghai at night, shelling and machine gunning the Bund and occupying the main waterfront. That means that 2,000 or 3,000 Americans are stranded there, unable to get out. The manager of Pan American Airways Manila office says they have a westbound clipper at Wake Island, but none others in the trouble zone, and none at Honolulu. There has been no time to check on what is happening at the river bases on Wake and Midway.
Secretary of War Henry Stimson provided this assessment of the situation a few days after the Pearl Harbor attack.
It is the last shots and not the first shots that count. This is no time for recrimination. The present moment is one for action, for preparation, and we are stressing that with every nerve.